We are on cutting edge now. Big cutting edge. Things are exposing more and more and more. The powers of darkness are being exposed more and more and more. And our Lord said that he would come as a rushing mighty wind, and his light would penetrate all areas of the world, and darkness would be exposed. What you got to understand what God is doing. He's exposing what we call the wicked ones. Now, there's the wicked one, and then there's the wicked ones. There was a guy who works at Lowe's that, of course, where Lowe's is like our second home. And one morning, I went in there, man, a few weeks ago, and there's a guy that works there. He's an older gentleman, and sweet spirit about him, and there was another guy that works there that's a believer, and him and I work together once in a while. And his name is Bobby, and so we were talking to this one dude, and the first thing he said something bad about Trump, and I said, why do you think that? And by the time we got done, we played team tag, you know. We red-pilled this guy from head to toe. And he was blown away about all the things because he didn't know the truth. And so then I went in there another week later, and he came up to me and he asked me some stuff, and I shared with him again. And he says, but I'm hearing this, I'm hearing. I said, quit going to these worldly, democratic media that lies. And he said, okay. And I gave him a place to go to. And I went in yesterday, and this was yesterday morning early, probably about, I don't know, 6:30. And he came running up to me. He said, man, I've been waiting for you. I said, what's up? He goes, man, they're going to take our Social Security. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. I said, wait a minute. They're lying to you. In fact, your Social Security is going to increase. And you're going to get a stimulus check from this administration because they're for you, not against you. You got to stop listening to all these lies. And he came up with, everybody's losing their jobs. They said the only ones that are being removed are those who are wicked. He says, man, I'm glad you came in. I couldn't sleep all night. I said, you know, again, it's the wicked media that's lying to these people, and these people, they're just tormenting them, and it really just disturbs me, and I kept telling, there's a simple place to go. Now, there's multiple places to go to, but this guy explains it very, very simple. It's called X-22 Report, and he explains it really simple from everything that's going on, every event that's happening, real simple. So I keep sending this guy to him, but he doesn't go to him, and he keeps running up to me. I said to him again, please, you got to go to X-22 Report. It's on Rumble. You can find it on YouTube, whatever. They'll transfer it to whatever. But he explains it the simplest that I've seen. I mean, there are some deep places. They talk deeper and get into it, but he's surface, simple explanation. And I'm sharing this right now because there's so many people that still don't know, and I'm hoping everyone out there that's listening to this teaching will go to X-22. I'm not getting paid for this. I'm not getting promoted. I'm sharing this because this man does a wonderful job, and he does it really simple with simple explanations, and it brings good understanding. Amen? Praise God. So the people don't keep running up to you because they didn't receive the first counsel they got. Anyway, let's go to Malachi 3:16. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened to it. So those who reverence God, let me tell you, what does he say? When two or more gather together, he's in the midst. Amen? So these were people that loved the Lord. They referenced him, and they were speaking about him. And the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him. For those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name or focus on his name. He said, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels. How many of y'all want to be a jewel of God? That means he's going to crush you. Jewels do not come without being crushed. Same thing with diamonds. They don't come without being crushed. Amen. And I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, and between one who serves God and one who doesn't serve him. He says, I'm going to make them my jewels. Again, discern between the righteous and the wicked. Well, the righteous are those who serve God, and the wicked are those who don't deserve God. That's plain and simple. There is no compromise. It's that simple. If you're not serving God, you're serving the enemy. Even if you're serving yourself, you're the enemy. And I believe this is what one of the things that God is exposing in all areas, because there are people who are voters and promoters of such wickedness, thinking that they're going to get away with it, but they're not serving God. They're still serving wickedness, serving evil. Matthew 13, 18. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of God, of the kingdom, and does not understand it, then the wicked, that should be ones, not just the wicked one, the wicked ones come and snatch away what was sown in their heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he's not, doesn't have any root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises against the word, immediately he what? Stumbles or surrenders it. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Now see, again, the riches. You know, the enemy rewards many people with wealth to serve him. But he receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and immediately what? Understands. Who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Again, the wicked ones are under the control of the wicked one. Go to verse 36 now, please, since we're in the same chapter. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, explain to us the parable of the tares of the field. And answered and said to him, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom. Hallelujah. But the tares are the what? Sons of the wicked one. So we know that there's wicked ones, and then there's the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the what? The devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered together and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all the things that offend and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then a righteous shall shine forth as a sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has an ear, let him hear very carefully. Let's just say that. Amen. Sons of the wicked one are the wicked ones. The sons of God are the servants of God. Remember, there are those who serve God and don't serve God. It didn't even say serve the devil, because if you ain't serving God, you're serving the devil, whether you know it or not. John chapter 8, verse 42. Jesus was rebuking the Pharisees and Sadducees, and they were trying to proclaim who they were. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. Now think about this. If God was your father, you would love me. This is where many people don't love Jesus, because God's not their father. It's that simple. Why? They're of the wicked ones. You would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. In other words, he makes up his own lies. For he is a liar and the father of it. Because I tell you the truth, you don't believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? For if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear, because you're not of God. And that's another simple explanation. People who do not receive God's words are not of God. It is that simple. There are the sons of the devil, which are what? They're murderers, they're liars, they have no truth in them. They are called the wicked ones. And their father is called the wicked one. I really believe the Lord is just making the fruits so simple to understand. And we've got to be able, just like what happened to me with this gentleman, we've got to be able to direct people to resources that are of truth. Not just trying to explain to them everything. Because the enemy comes and what? Steals what was sown into them. So we've got to bring them to a place where they can watch it. Because there's a special impartation when you're watching something and hearing it at the same time. John 10, verse 9. Jesus said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be what? He'll be saved. And he'll go in and out and find pasture. The thief, who is the wicked one, and the wicked ones, does not come except to what? Steal, to kill, and to destroy. There's a fruit of it. Look at what's going on in the world. Look at all the stealing, the killing, and destroying. That's not from God. I have come that they may have what? Life. And that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But the hireling, one who's for money, he was not the shepherd. One who does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming, and he leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. Why? Because he's looking to be hired to do what he does. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. And we see this all over the world. The wicked ones come to steal, kill, and destroy. They cannot interpret grace, which is the plan of escape. They can't interpret the words of God. And to escape from the wicked ones. Why? And they're being destroyed. They're being exposed, or being removed. You know what? One of the things that the enemy does is they get so caught up in destruction that they begin to destroy themselves. You know, they can't hear anything or get direction, or they're just, you know, you see many of these people on TV that just scream, and they have a nickname for them called Karens, you know. They're the offspring of wicked ones. Now, Karen could be a guy and a girl. Amen. I like those ones that they go up and tempt those British soldiers that are protecting the palaces or whatever, and they're just standing there and they're screaming at them. Finally, that shoulder just goes pop, and that person goes poof. And he goes back in position. First John chapter 3 and verse 7, please. Little children, let no one what? Deceive you. And this is where so many people are being deceived. They're not able to discern between the wicked ones and the righteous ones. He who practices righteousness is righteous just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the what? The devil, or the wicked one. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil, or the wicked one. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God, or born of the Spirit. The Son of God, Jesus, manifested to destroy. He didn't come to steal or kill. He came to what? Destroy. Destroy the what? Works, or what we call the influence of the wicked ones. So he came to destroy the influence of the wicked ones, whether it be through media, through words, through music, through whatever. And he's doing that through the body of Christ. Is everybody okay? Anybody okay? I believe the Lord has given us this teaching because it's simple. That can be passed on to somebody else. Proverbs 28, in verse 1. The wicked flee when one pursues. Oh, yeah. But the righteous are what? Bold as a lion. And I believe that's what's happening right now. The righteous are standing up bold. They're not fleeing. They're pursuing their enemies. Psalm 11 and verse 1, please. In the Lord I put my trust. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow on the string, that they may shoot secretly at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold. His eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous. But the wicked and the one who loves violence, his soul hates. Upon the wicked he will rain coals. Fire and brimstone and burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His countenance upholds the upright. So we see that God is exposing the wicked ones. And they're going to be snared in their own nets, no matter what. You know, we just got to stay out of the way while God's doing certain things. And there's areas where, and this is where we have to have the discernment. What parts are we strategically to strike through prayer? And what parts is God saying, back off, I got it? Same thing with children, with people, with everything else. What part are we supposed to be a part of, and what part are we not supposed to be a part of? Because, see, sometimes we're a part of something and we're in the way. And many times I'll hear the Lord said, let that course run. Let that course run. And I'll say, okay, I'll let it run. Because God's teaching that person something. You know how many times you want to go around that mountain? And so many times people get rescued because of not divine intervention, but human intervention. And then they have to get back on that going around the mountain. It's only temporary. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5, please. Verse 8. Says, for you were once darkness. In other words, we were part of the wicked ones. In fact, we were one of the wicked ones. But now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. Now listen, that's what our life is about. Living a life that's acceptable to the Lord. If you're not living a life that's acceptable to the Lord, then you're not walking righteously. That's your heart's desire. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you work what? Circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because of what? The days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand the will of the Lord. And do not be drunk with wine, but in which is dissipation, but be filled with Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. There's always a song running in you to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another, mean in the fear of the Lord, meaning respecting one another. Amen? Submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord. Look, the days are controlled under the wicked ones. They're controlling things, but not anymore. Their ends are coming. They've controlled things for such a long time, and now everything is being exposed. And they're resisting the exposure. They're lying. They're saying all kinds of stuff. You know, when that guy approached me, he was all freaked. I'm telling you, he was so afraid. I couldn't sleep all night. He was so concerned about his Social Security and this and that and his job. I said, man, I mean, he was in really fear. But, you know, the truth set him free from that fear and gave him a direction to refresh himself. Jeremiah 17 and verse 5, please. Thus says the Lord, curse is a man who trusts in the worldly media. Who trusts in carnality, in the flesh, in man. And makes flesh his what? His strength. Whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes. In other words, he's going to miss opportunities. But shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear. When heat what? When heat comes. But its leaf will be green. Why? Because he's constantly feeding. He's at the river. And will not be anxious in the year of drought. He won't fear. Won't do stuff without being led by the Spirit. Nor shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things. And desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, and even to give every man according to his weight, according to the fruit of his doing. You know, we were at a wedding last night. I'll tell you, it was one of the best weddings I've ever been at. The way they had it all set up and everything, and it was cool. And So they were asking certain people to come up and speak and bless whatever. So the mother and daughter, or the mother and father of the bride and the groom, they came up and spoke and so forth. And then they said something. I thought they said grandfather. I don't know. So I was waiting for this grandfather to come up. And my wife said, that's you. I said, what? And I guess they called us. We were the godparents of the bride and groom. So they said the godfather. So I went out there and I spoke. Anyways, I just shared what a blessing it was to be there. And I said before, I was called to bless the food. And so I said, before I bless the food, I want everyone that wants to be blessed, raise a hand to heaven. There was about 75 people there. Almost everyone raised their hand. I mean, it was a real blessing just to see that. They wanted to be blessed. So I prayed for that and then blessed the food and so forth. But this place was phenomenal. It was outside, of course. The weather was perfect. It was a perfect wedding. And the way they orchestrated it all out, man, they had these little things on the table that they had scratch-off tickets as a prize, you know, for a lotto ticket. And they had these names and these little things. I mean, it was just a phenomenal, wonderful outside event. Like I said, the way they orchestrated this whole thing, it was probably one of the blessed. My wife and I were so blessed to be a part of that, and it was so cool. But again, blessed. Blessed. These people were blessed. The family was blessed. The children were blessed. And they wanted, in fact, I married them already before, a few months ago, because they wanted to be married under the hand of God. So this time they got married, it was more of a big reception. You know, the other one was backyard and family and house. Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man, the woman, that walks not in the counsel of the wicked ones. That's the simple thing. Nor stands in the path of wicked ones. Nor sits in the seat of the scornful, which is wicked ones. But he delights in the law of the Lord. In other words, in the word of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates. That word meditate means focuses on what God's promise of what he says, his words, day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall what? Prosper. But it all started out with blessed. The end result was prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff that which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly or the wicked shall what? That we're going to perish. We're watching them slowly dismantle and some of them perishing. Amen. And I'm going to close at Proverbs 2. I mean, we get a front row seat watching all this stuff happen. But there's so much lies. Even when you go on to YouTube and whatever, there's so many individuals that are lying about this, lying. They're still saying people died and these people are going to prison. And they're not. And none of that's even true. So you got to be led by the Spirit. In other words, so many things I go to, I hear, nope, 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 yep. Okay, I'll look at that one. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 1. My son and daughter, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to what? Wisdom. And apply your heart to what? Understanding. What's wisdom do? Tells you what to do. What's understanding do? Tells you how to do it. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her for hidden treasure, then you will understand the reverence or the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of the justice, preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity in every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral man and woman, from the seductress who flatters with their words, who forsakes the companion of their youth and forgets the covenant of their God. For their house leads down to death and their paths to the dead. None who go to them return. For they regain the paths, regain the path of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land, and the blameless remain in it. but the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. And this is what we are seeing. Amen. The wicked one and the wicked ones. There are many. And we, you and I must discern. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We thank you for making it simple. It's simple. Either those who serve you and those who don't. Wicked and righteous. That's it. So seal it, Papa. Impart it in us. And bring to remembrance at due time. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.